Blackstone presents Soldier's Pay by William Faulkner. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. Soldier. The hushed plaint of wind in stricken trees shivers the grass in path and lane, and grief and time are tideless golden seas. Hush, hush, he's home again. Chapter 1. 1. Achilles.
Did you shave this morning, cadet?
Mercury.
Yes, sir.
Achilles.
What with, cadet?
Mercury.
Issue, sir.
Achilles.
Carry on, cadet.
Old play, about 19 blank. Lo Julian, number blank, late a flying cadet, umpteenth squadron air service, known as One Wing by the other embryonic aces of his flight, regarded the world with a yellow and disgruntled eye. He suffered the same jaundice that many a more booted one than he did, from flight commanders through generals to the ambrosial single bard, not to mention that inexplicable beast of the field which the French so beautifully call an aspiring aviator. They had stopped the war on him. So he sat in a smoldering of disgusted sorrow, not even enjoying his Pullman prerogatives, spinning on his thumb his hat with his accursed white band.
"Had your nose in the wind, eh, buddy?" said Yap Hank, going home and smelling to high heaven of bad whiskey. "Ah, go to hell," he returned sourly, and Yap Hank doffed his tortured hat. "Why, sure, General, or should I have said Lieutenant? Excuse me, madam, I got gassed doing KP, and my sight ain't been the same since. On to Berlin!" "Yeah, sure, we're on to Berlin. I'm on to you, Berlin. I got your number. Number 9,900 and naughty not private, very private, Joe Gilligan. Late for parade, late for fatigue, late for breakfast when breakfast is late. The Statue of Liberty ain't never seen me, and if she do, she'll have to bout face."
Cadet Lowe raised a sophisticated eye.
"Say, what you drinking anyway?" "Brother, I don't know. Fellow that makes it was gave a congressional medal last Tuesday because he has got a plan to stop the war, enlist all the Dutchmen in our army, and make them drink so much of his stuff a day for 40 days, see? Ruin any war. Get the idea?" "I'll say. Won't know whether it's a war or a dance, huh?" "Sure, they can tell. The women will all be dancing. Listen, I had a swell Jane, and she said, 'For Christ's sake, you can't dance.' And I said, 'Like hell I can't.' And we was dancing, and she said, 'What are you, anyways?' And I says, 'What do you want to know for? I can dance as well as any general.'"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?